Chapter 10.2. Translator. Zia. Editor. Zia. Yan Lanting knew he couldn't retrieve the homework, so he had to leave the princess's mansion. On the way back, Yan Lanting felt some regret. This time, he had been too impulsive. Xiao Qingyan didn't respond well to force. If he had shown a more humble attitude, she might have agreed. Unfortunately, he didn't appear as calm as he intended. Sen Jing's handwriting disturbed his thoughts, and the absurd speculation about Sen Thunzhou possibly being alive unsettled him. Managing to keep himself composed and prevent Xiao Qingyan from discovering more was already the result of his self-restraint. If Sen Jing had resembled Sen Thunzhou in some other aspects, like appearance or personality, he could have convinced himself it was a coincidence or perhaps someone intentionally arranged it, a deliberate disguise. However, the handwriting was different. Sen Yi had promised Sen Thunzhou to never let anyone know he could write with his left hand. So, only he and Sen Yi knew how he wrote with his left hand. It was a part of their shared history that no one else could possibly uncover. Ding, Prime Minister Yan Lanting, favorability? As the system notification sounded, a voice filled with excitement echoed from outside, Ah Jing. Second sister's letter is here. Sen Jing didn't catch the latter part of the system message and didn't want to talk to the system in front of Bai Chushu, so she decided to set aside her confusion for now and joined her in reading the letter from second sister. Sen Jing's uncle had three children, one boy and two girls, named Chun, Sha, and Chu. The second daughter, Bai Xian, had married to Kujo 3 years ago. The two blue dresses that Sen Jing and Bai Chushu wore, made from Kujo fabric, were gifts from her. Bai Xian was more composed and thoughtful than Bai Chushu. She regularly sent letters to each family member. In the letter to Sen Jing, along with greetings, Bai Xian mentioned that she had met a young girl in Kujo who would also be attending Mingda Academy in the capital. If Sen Jing happened to encounter her, they could try to become friends. A friend from Kujo, I wonder what kind of personality she has, Bai Xian wrote in the letter to Bai Chushu. Sen Jing commented, second sister probably likes someone with a lively personality. That means my polo team will have one more member. Bai Chushu exclaimed happily. Later, Bai Chushu spent the afternoon with Sen Jing until after dinner, then returned to the main house to catch up on her assignments. As soon as Bai Chushu left, the system immediately reiterated Yan Lanting's favorability. Yan Lanting's favorability detection failed, unable to display the favorability value for this target. Sen Jing, unusually curious, dismissed all the maid servants in the room and asked the system, what does detection failed mean? The system explained. The system cannot determine whether the target's favorability is towards the host. This situation typically occurs when he suspects your identity but cannot confirm it. Therefore, he hasn't completely treated you as the same person, resulting in fluctuations in favorability, but the detection fails. Sen Jing fell silent. He discovered, without even meeting face to face, how did he find out? After some thought, Sen Jing speculated that the other party probably saw her current handwriting. As for how her handwriting ended up in Yan Lanting's hands, it should be related to Xiao Qingyan. Sen Jing didn't dwell on it for too long, but the system, remembering Sen Jing's unfinished words from the previous day, was quite anxious. Host, what exactly is your relationship with Yan Lanting? He even moved your bones to his family's ancestral tomb. Can it be that he wants to whip your corpse secretly? If he finds out your identity, will he deduct the favorability directly into negative values? The system got more and more nervous. Sen Jing said, if Xiao Qingyan's favorability is positive and his favorability is negative, will you self-destruct? The system replied, it depends on the total sum of favorability values for all the targets. Currently, only the princess and Yan Lanting have triggered favorability. If the sum of their favorability values is positive, I'm fine. If it's negative, the self-destruct program will be deactivated. Sen Jing said, you can rest assured. He is a person of great restraint. Whether the favorability is positive or negative, the values shouldn't be too significant. Xiao Qingyan still has remaining favorability, enough to offset it. If it's not enough, it doesn't matter. By that time, she would have already died with the system. Before that, the system doesn't keep bothering her due to fear and anxiety. Sen Jing casually reassured the system, then set down the teacup and went to tidy up the completed homework on the table. Suddenly, Bai Chushu popped out from the doorway, tearfully complaining that the homework was too difficult and begged Sen Jing to lend hers for copying. Sen Jing sighed. In her three lifetimes, she had raised quite a few children, but none were as academically challenged as Bai Qushu. God knows how much she wanted to lend out the homework, let Bai Qushu copy it directly, but she was afraid that this innocent child would ruin her hard work. Thus, she mustered the energy to go to Bai Qushu and spent time teaching her how to write. Bai Qushu was also naive, never considered why her academic level gradually improved with Sen Jing's help, while Sen Jing herself remained consistently average in the class. Early the next morning, they returned to school. Everything seemed normal, just like any other day. It wasn't until the afternoon of the third day back to school that they, along with their classmates, went to the pavilion for a music class. The zithers were already brought out from the nearby small house, but they found the zither instructor was conspicuously absent. Usually, at this point, the class monitor would go and find the teacher. Their class monitor in the Zheng Zan class was a girl named Li. She diligently went to find the music instructor but came back with some news. Mr. Lu, the music instructor, had received an invitation from a renowned zither master in Jiangzhou. The master appreciated several pieces he had composed and invited him to be a guest in Jiangzhou. Admiring this zither master for over a decade, Mr. Lu, upon receiving the invitation, couldn't wait for the school's approval and set off for Jiangzhou. Therefore, today's music class was undoubtedly cancelled. Director and Yuan also instructed Li, the class monitor, to tell the students to change into their regular clothes and gather at the central courtyard for class. The martial arts instructor, who taught archery, would substitute for Mr. Liu.